Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome. It is 9:06, fourth and final hour of our get-together. We call it the 9 o'clock stretch. Welcome. Time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And joining us right now, good morning, Governor Ron DeSantis. How are you doing?
You know, I'm doing good. A week ago, we were under snow here in Tallahassee and ice, and so it's beautiful out, and everything's really good.
Saw the snowball fight with the family. Looks good. You don't get to do that very often here. So let's get right to it. You laid out what you wanted from the legislature when it came to a strong immigration bill. You've got a very popular Republican president. You're a very popular Republican governor who won overwhelmingly the last time around. But you're getting no respect from the Florida legislature. What's really at the heart of it? What's really going on in your mind?
Well, I'm making proposals that are going to capitalize off Trump's mandate to actually solve the illegal immigration crisis once and for all. They are doing proposals in the legislature that really violate the trust that voters placed in them. Nobody ran in Florida over these last several election cycles saying they wanted to neuter the ability of the governor to combat illegal immigration and force everyone to go to the Department of Agriculture. No Republican ran on saying they want catch and release for illegal aliens. No Republican ran saying that state and local law enforcement should not be actively supporting Trump administration efforts. And yet, the bill they've done has done that. So I think that there's kind of a narrative that the media wants. It's all about, oh, they're not lining up with the governor. It's all like a power play stuff. First of all, I'd remind people, I've had to work very hard to get all these victories through the legislature. It's not like they just laid down. You remember a couple years ago, they passed a redistricting bill that I had told them I was going to veto. It had racially gerrymandered districts that were unconstitutional that were going to give more seats to Democrats, and I vetoed it. And we brought them back in, and we ended up doing a different map. Donald Trump would have a Democrat House of Representatives today if they had had their way. So I think that this is not unique. So the question is who's representing the will of the people that sent us here? Because what I found in this business, if you run on things and you get in and you just do them, even the people that didn't vote for you will respect that. But if you run on things and you get in and then you water down or squish out or do the opposite, people get really upset. I have never seen a response to anything the legislature has done that has been more negative than the response on this one, because they see what's going on. I called the special session because I wanted to capitalize off President Trump coming in. I've been talking to him and his people. We knew these executive orders were coming. We knew there's a lot of emphasis on empowering state and locals to assist with immigration enforcement. So we wanted to capture that and be first out of the gate to be able to really make a difference in Florida. When I called for the special session, the leaders of the Florida legislature said it was premature, that there was no urgency to deal with illegal immigration. I've been waiting 4 years for this moment, so I think our voters had a hell of a lot of urgency. I did too. They also said doing a special session on immigration was a stunt. Think about that. This is one of the most important issues that voters care about, and they said it was a stunt. So does anyone out there believe that the leaders who said they didn't want to do it, said it was a stunt, that all of a sudden they're going to come in and do an immigration bill that's stronger than what I'm doing? Of course not. Everybody knows what is going on. And one of the tells on this is their bill strips me as the governor of an ability to work with ICE directly and enforce immigration laws, which we're doing. We just busted a bunch of Chinese illegals down in South Florida. We busted folks in Tallahassee with Florida Highway Patrol. We're using FDLE. We're using all that. they would make the Department of Agriculture commissioner, he had veto power. You wouldn't even be able to talk to ICE. Local governments wouldn't be able to talk to ICE without his approval. That is absurd. Their bill mentions the word agriculture over 30 times. In an immigration bill, 30 times. You know how many times they mention the word deport? Zero. Not one time. So they don't want to increase removals from the state of Florida and the United States. I want to do that because Donald Trump promised he'd have the largest deportation program in American history. If you look at the number of arrests they're doing out of the gate, 700, 800, 1,000, 1,100 a day. Now, I think they'll do more, but if you extrapolate that out, that's about 1.5 million over 4 years. So they will do better. He's going to get more resources. But if the state and locals are not helping, he's not going to be able to reach the numbers that he promised the voters he'd do. So all these guys ran on the same agenda I did that Donald Trump did, and yet now's the moment, and they're backing down and doing a very weak bill. And I think they thought that if they just named it the Trump Act, that voters would say, oh, Trump, and they would capitalize off President Trump's popularity. What I found is that's really backfired because people remember Obama calling Obamacare the Affordable Care Act. It hasn't been affordable. They remember Biden calling his spending boondoggle the Inflation Reduction Act. How did that work out for you? So them calling it the Trump Act to support a bill that not only doesn't answer the call for what we need to be doing, but undercuts our existing efforts. Final point I'll just make. Donald Trump came into office, declared the border and immigration to be a national emergency. I think that was totally right thing to do. I have Florida for a state of emergency on immigration because I've got boats trying to come in from Haiti. Biden didn't have enough Coast Guard. We've done a lot of different interdiction efforts. Their bill affirmatively terminates our current emergency operations with respect to combating illegal immigration. So are they really serious about it? Why would you terminate things that have been successful? We've stopped thousands of illegals coming from Haiti and the Bahamas and Cuba by boat illegally and got them repatriated back to their country. They want to terminate that and so many of the other things we're doing right now. So I've never seen a more negative reaction to anything the legislature has done. People know who to trust on this. And I just think you got to do what the voters sent you there to do. And a lot of people are going to be talking to their reps this weekend. And we're going to get this right. But what they did is not going to cut it.
Governor, let me ask you this, because I always like to know why they did what they did. It's clear what they were doing is weak on immigration. So I asked myself, well, why would they be weak on immigration? Is it a combination of you've got a lot of Democrats running as Republicans to win in Florida? And what role does Big Sugar, Big Ag, and their lobbyists and the money influence play into this? And if they want cheap ag labor, why don't they work on work visas and permits and expanding that and doing it legally?
So there's no question that you have had a caucus, more of an amnesty caucus in the legislature for a long time that will talk tough on immigration, but they really do don't want enforcement because they do want to have the labor supply of illegal workers coming in. They work very cheaply. And first of all, that's not right because it's not consistent with the rule of law, but it also serves as like a massive subsidy for these businesses and corporations. Because what? Guess who pays to educate the illegal workers' kids? You and I do.
Yep.
How much? Guess who pays for medical costs when they show up the emergency? You and I do. What happens on the roads when they get into accidents? They don't have insurance. So it imposes huge costs on our communities, and it is basically a form of corporate welfare. So I do think that's part of it. I also think there's just this sentiment that, you know, the governor gets everything he wants, and if it's the governor, if he's pushing it, you know, we don't want to give him kind of a win type of deal. And here's what I'd say. I don't need any, quote, wins for me. I want wins for the people of Florida. So if they can generate proposals that are as good or stronger than my proposals, pass those, I'll sign them, and I will give them 100% of the credit. I don't need any credit. I just want to get the job done. But what I don't want to say is look back 4 years of Trump's presidency and say, you know, Florida had an opportunity to really amplify these efforts. And yet, yeah, the president did a good job, but we still have, you know, 1 million people here in the state illegally. We've got to deal with this problem once and for all. So the bottom line, though, is this. I don't know what all their motivations are. I just know what they have proposed is not what anybody in the Republican Party ran on. It's not what our voters want to see done. So let's just do the people's business and get it right.
All right, Governor, we appreciate your time. We know you're busy, and we wish you the best moving forward on this very important issue.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
All righty. 9:15 on the Bob Rose Show. Yeah, he said he doesn't know what the motivations are. I want to know what the motivations are, because that's where you can find out, well, who is falling prey to these lobbyists or big money or whatever the case may be, because the ideology doesn't match up. Like you said, you know, he's popular, Trump's popular, this is what the people want, and they're bucking it, and it's got to be for monetary reasons, and we need to get to the heart of it and find out who these people are and get rid of them next go around for sure, right? All right, 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. All right, don't go anywhere. 97.3 The Sky.